let's speak to the DUP MP, Ian Paisley. I noticed, Ian, good morning, that you've been tweeting, urging people that if they can help with clothes or other things, please do so.
Yes, Stephen, this is probably one of the worst disasters that London has seen in a very, very long time. And I know that many people who live and work here will want to try and help in some way. And there's a donation centre set up, and I'm just urging people who are here to actually do that. I know a number of MPs already made efforts to try and urge that to happen. So it's good to see people coming together at this time. But it's a horrendous event to wake up in the middle of the night and hear what's going on in this city is just absolutely terrible.
Yeah, because, Ian, I'm just sitting here thinking, hundreds of people, hundreds of residents normally inside that building. There will be presumably some disabled people, we know young children, and everything that comes with that, and many, many families now displaced with nowhere to live.
Pensioners, children, families, people living on their own, all around them. I mean, you just cut through, you see a whole section of our society represented in one tower block. I think there's about 125, 126 homes there. So, you know, there's a couple hundred people, maybe 300 people. And you consider the kids and all the rest of it, and they will need to be housed in London. Housing in London is incredibly difficult. So finding that stock tonight for homeless people, and then, of course, to deal with all of the injured. And, of course, looking to the vista of the dead and the bereaved after that, it's just an appalling thing now that Londoners will have to deal with, and our hearts go out to them. And hopefully, you know, people will pull together here and help them.
I was saying earlier this morning, and you know, I stress, I'm not asking you about it. This is the point I'm making. Politics and political deals and everything else, we thought it would be a big news day involving Northern Ireland today. That all goes out the window when you look at this, and it puts everything into perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, well, look, politics and political arguments are transient. The things we were talking about on Thursday and Friday are very different from the things we were talking about on Sunday, and it will be very different from the things that we'll talk about by Friday of this week and Tuesday of next week. Politics is just a transient thing, and it goes with the territory. But this is about life, and this is about you know, real people, and about a real tragic and horrifying story unfolding in front of our very eyes, and that's what makes real news.
I see someone here, Sophia Cannon, actually, saying people only have their pyjamas. We need spare clothes. We need toiletries for all ages.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I saw one of the men who was interviewed this morning, he rushed out of the flat, basically came out in his dressing gown, clutching his little stepdaughter. And, you know, he quite rightly said, you know, he saved the things that are precious to him. Everything else can be replaced. But we do face a social problem now, so let's try and address it. And I'm urging the huge stores that we have in London here, the huge shopping stores and the huge chemistry stores, to get down with truckloads of materials for these people, and let's show what we can do best.
Ian, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.